Joining us right now here in the studio is Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce on what I assume is a busy day because the annual meeting is tomorrow, right?
I just came from rehearsal at Sheridan Chapel Hill.
Still a little bit out of breath.
Exactly. I was late because I was listening to that beautiful music you played.
Isn't that a great song?
It's amazing. I was nervous you're going to make me sing my, you know, business report, but I think all the listeners would change the channel if I was required to sing. But we have a sold out crowd for annual meeting. We'll hear about the accomplishments of 2014, preview 2015. Hear from Chris Mead. He is senior vice president at the Association for Chamber of Commerce Executives and wrote The Magicians of Main Street, not Wall Street.
Okay.
Discussing how chambers have really put some significant changes and really drove innovation in their communities. The Chicago Chamber brought down Al Capone. We also saw the Spirit of St. Louis. The St. Louis Chamber got those naming rights because they sponsored Charles Lindbergh's flight. So
awesome.
Lots of interesting history, and we're excited about what our chamber can do this year in 2015.
And officially unveiling the nominations for Business of the Year as well. So.
The finalists. We'll hear the finalists. We're really excited. I don't know if I've said on the air yet, but in the spring, we will have a new event called the Bees, the Business Excellence Awards. And so we'll hear the finalists for Business of the Year at annual meeting, and you'll hear about those.
Awesome.
But come celebrate the winners at the Bees. The Business Excellence Awards will be in April. Check out carolinachamber.org/events for more information.
Do you know where that's going to be?
Not yet, but an evening event, a fun event, just a time to celebrate those that have really excelled in their sector. So we're really excited about this new event and really just celebrating the business success of our local businesses.
Very cool. And carolinachamber.org, the website, if you want to check that out and learn more about it. Of course, it's been a big week for business here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. We were talking about this all day yesterday, and then the interview that I did with Mark Kleinschmidt earlier last hour, but Google Fiber is coming to Chapel Hill. After we were talking on the air yesterday about the video, the song that, speaking of people who probably shouldn't be singing in public, Mark Kleinschmidt and Mark Shulton doing that video with each other. What was that, 2010, I want to say?
So almost five years ago now. I know the town. Now, that is something I'm going to go back and Google, because I've actually not heard that song before. But 2010 is when the efforts came together, really. The NC Engine Project is what was a collaborative between municipalities and universities to solicit private proposals to bring high-speed internet access. We're talking 1 gigabit internet access to our community. So AT&T actually negotiated an agreement with Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and their fiber is in the process of being put down. And then we heard the exciting news from Google yesterday. So I think this really puts our community, really our region, in a really competitive spot compared to others. So it's really some exciting news.
Yeah, and we're just still only beginning to talk about what a leap forward this is going to be for just the triangle in general. I know, you know, Governor McCrory was talking about this being like Vertex 3 of the triangle that includes Silicon Valley and Boston.
He's been pitching this triangle in America, and that
American
we could
research triangle,
that we
yeah.
could be one point of that. I think it definitely puts us ahead that way. You know, Google has had a presence in Chapel Hill, has a downtown office, but bringing this high speed fiber really does so much for telemedicine, for different incubators in town. That includes Launch on Rosemary Street, 1789, which is the accelerator for UNC students. And now with UNC, with this new venture fund, private money trying to support UNC startup initiatives. I mean, this is really welcome news for anyone excited about innovation in the triangle.
And we're talking about this in the context of entrepreneurship and startups and businesses, but you mentioned UNC. What a huge thing this is going to be for education and research as
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. And that's why the universities really joined the NC Engine Project, because they were people that convened that that would benefit from it, but also be able to convene different groups of people around this. Some of these agreements, particularly the AT&T agreement, is also part of that agreement includes putting in high-speed fiber for community centers, for public housing, for low-income, because we really want to see in the implementation of these fiber networks, we want to see it reaching all citizens of Chapel Hill and Carrboro. So we're really excited about this. But as far as business growth, having this infrastructure down, this was yesterday, Governor McCrory compared it to being the good road state, that this is a new kind of infrastructure and we're going to be a leader in this. I say we need both. We both need good roads and good internet infrastructure, but really exciting news for the region.
Does this change for us here in Chapel Hill Carrboro, does this change how we conceive of economic development? Like, we're talking about economic development in terms of commercial development and filling in those retail gaps and things like that. Do we now shift focus or add a new focus on bringing in tech companies or adding to what we've got at the RTP?
I think it puts us on the not the edge of the triangle, exactly. But gives us the region a competitive edge. This is something that one of the things that different companies look for is some companies look for proximity to the interstate. Well, Orange County is right at I-40 and I-85, so you can't beat that. But this is giving the region, not just Chapel and Carrboro, but the region as a whole, a competitive edge. We're now in the company of Austin, I think Kansas City. They're not as many places that have this kind of infrastructure in place. So I think it really just gives the region a competitive edge.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. What is your official title? I always forget.
I'll answer to anything, but Vice President of Advocacy and Engagement. But, today I was answering telephones and selling lockboxes. I do it all. So I'll answer to almost anything, but
Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce gadabout Kristen Smith.
Yeah,
there we go.
Gal Friday. What's the expression? Oh. I think Freddie Kiger uses that one. But I'll be your Gal Friday and have some more opportunities for other young professionals in the area.
I was just about to ask Chapel the chip event.
The first. That's right. We had chip and cake last week. So chip, which stands for Chapel Hill Young Professionals, had their first event of the year. Monday night, they all gathered at Back Bar. We had a group of close to 50 people. This is a new formation of our Young Professionals Network. We meet monthly. It's going to be an exciting network. $50 gets you a month access to all of our monthly events, and this is a great place for young people to meet others, network, and have a lot of fun. The group cheered on the Tar Heels against Syracuse on Monday, and look forward to learning more about networking February. It's on the third Tuesday of the month, at the Residence Inn, but find out more at carolinachamber.org/events.
And then one more thing coming up, the Chapel Hill Carrboro Leadership.
So for these young leaders and for those that are new to the community, we're kicking off Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro. Registration is open. We will kick things off in April. This is our leadership development program that's a really great way. Not a cliff notes, because we really do a deep dive, but this is a great introduction for folks new to the community, people new in your company. You should consider sending them through leadership. This is where you can meet all the movers and shakers in Chapel Hill and have some fun and make some new friends at the same time. Go to carolinachamber.org/leadership to learn more. I'll certainly talk more about it in future short and sweet business beat. Aubrey teased me that I'm going to have to start calling it the lengthy and tart one. So in order to avoid that, I'll be sure to come back and talk about leadership in the coming weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Aubrey did that, didn't she, a couple of years ago?
The lengthy and tart business beat? Yeah.
No. The leadership.
No, I was like,
Aubrey does the lengthy and tart business beat every day of
every
the year.
Every day of the year. No, she actually was. She was a co-classmate of mine. We were both in the same class of Leadership Chapel Oak Harbor, and it was a great opportunity to where I got to meet Aubrey, and she became a coworker of mine. So
awesome. Well, the annual meeting is tomorrow, 11 a.m. Sheraton Chapel Hill, and we'll hear about that after it is over. But Kristen Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
All right.